Welcome to episode 58 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. In contrast to last week's show, in which I talked about my exploits on the hills of Dorset the previous weekend, this episode involves a much more sheltered and controlled environment. I recently received a call from a local businesswoman around 5 years after we last spoke in the course of our then regular networking meetings. Now it turns out she's in the process of reviewing her marketing efforts, and of course she realises that an up-to-date profile picture is never a bad thing. Just like the shoot itself, it's a quick, simple show this week. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 58. It's just after 1:30 in the afternoon and it's a lovely sunny day, and I'm heading back from taking some portraits for a local business owner. And it was a really nice, quite informal affair this morning. The lady in question works from home. I've known her, I've known her for probably about 7 years. I got a phone call out of the blue just before Christmas from this lady, and we haven't seen each other for about 5 years, when we used to both be a member of a business networking group. And she said, you know, I'm updating my social media and my marketing material. I need a new photograph for my profile pictures, things like Facebook, LinkedIn, all this sort of thing, which, as you guys know, I'm really big on my social media, and actually it really pleases me to know that other people are using pictures for all these, I would say, new kinds of marketing, you know, this more recent form of marketing. So the pictures themselves, it was, we said to allow a couple of hours. That allowed me to set up, to do a few lighting tests, just to see where the best place to take the pictures would be at her house. And yeah, very simple. We used one of her walls as the backdrop, and it was just a sort of a slightly off-white colour, which is good. It meant I didn't have to set up a backdrop. I took the backdrop with me, left it in the car. But always nice when I don't have to get that out, because it's more to do, takes more time, and also, as I say, I just prefer to keep it nice and simple if we can. So the area was actually, it's almost like a dining room area, which was, I don't know, we put the table to one side, and it must have been about, I don't know, probably about sort of 12, 14 feet long by about 8 or so, 10 foot across. So not huge, but enough. Ceilings were not too tall, but they weren't by any means low. And so I had to then decide what lighting I would use. And as regular listeners will know, often with business portraits, especially if it's in a boardroom and there are quite a few people involved, I will use constant light sources, something like a halogen or a tungsten lamp bounced off a ceiling, which means that people aren't aware of the lights. It's all just very low key. When I say low key, I don't mean sort of the lighting. It's just there's no fuss, and there are no flashes going off, anything like that. That doesn't work all the time, and invariably with that sort of thing I'd be working in the slightly higher ISO range. But as I say, I don't always tend to favour that. So what I did on this occasion, that then left me two choices. If I didn't want to use the constant lights, I would then have to think about flash, which is great. And my of recent, you know, more recent times, recent years, I actually really like working with my Nikon speed lights, because not only are they nice and compact and I can bounce them off a ceiling, I can shoot them through an umbrella or use a softbox. They're all wireless, which is really nice. There's no cables to trip over and what have you. But for two reasons, I didn't use them on this occasion. The first would be that given the close proximity, the close proximity in this room, I was able to not have to worry about wireless connections and what have you. The second thing is I also took with me my Bowens lights, which are traditional sort of studio flash. They're 500 watts each lamp, and I was able to run off the mains power, and I had a 1 meter softbox. And for those of you who don't know, a softbox is designed to soften the light, which means you don't get harsh shadows. It's very flattering light. I do have a larger softbox as well, something like a 3 meter one, which creates an even softer light. But actually, given the confines of the room, that would have taken up quite a lot of space. So I just tried. I did a couple of test shots and half wondered about using the bigger softbox, but stuck with the 1 meter. And as I say, I used a good old traditional sync cable connected directly from the Bowens light, which was on its own stand. No need for lighting stand sandbags or anything. And it just went straight through to the camera, secured it on the camera using the sync socket. And the cable wasn't an issue. It didn't get in the way. It just sort of came off the camera and sort of sat by my side. The mains power lead for the lamp itself went from the socket in the adjoining room, which was just a couple of feet from where I was positioned, and went behind the seat that I sat on, and it was all good. Now, normally with portraits, that sort of thing, it's quite nice to have them, obviously still very smart, but a little bit less formal. I don't always like to sit someone on a chair in front of a backdrop, whatever that backdrop is, with a light flashing at them each time, because people do feel as though they are being, you know, there to have their picture taken, and it can be quite daunting. But actually, I knew that because I already had a connection with this lady and I knew her in the past and we got on very well, that was a way to kind of break down the maybe what would have been an initial barrier. And, you know, we had a bit of a catch up and a chat, and she put the kettle on, we had a cup of tea as I was setting up the stand. And I did, I think, about three test shots just to get the lighting power ratio right. And then I just repositioned the light slightly, sort of a three quarters, slightly above, so the very, very gentle shadow that there was, which is important just to create a shaping to the face, that dropped down at like a 45 degree angle on her face and what have you, and that was fine. Now, there are a couple of considerations. One was, you can always advise someone what to wear in terms of what's going to look smart and professional and what have you. This lady had a cardigan on which had very strong sort of banding of colours, which is fine and it would have looked okay. But with a view that the pictures may be used for, may be used in black and white at some point, that's quite a strong, quite a strong sort of visual presence, and I didn't want it to become a problem. So she was wearing a mid-tone sort of blue polo neck underneath that, and so we just took the cardigan off, and actually it worked really well because it meant that not only is there no distracting colours and shapes, with the view that she's looking to use these pictures for the next few years, that's not going to be, like, fashion-wise, polo necks have lasted a long time. I often see people that need an update of their pictures where they've still got paisley shirts and big shoulder pads. That dates a picture. It dates your age, when the picture was taken, and so forth. So that was kind of, that wasn't an issue. We just sort of addressed that. And the pictures were just really quite formal. She's a very smiley, bubbly person. And in the event, we didn't take a huge number of pictures, maybe about 30, 35, 40 pictures in all. And she's only going to have a select few. We had a look at them on the back of the camera. No need to go through a computer on this occasion. And it was just really nice and informal. And so we allowed 2 hours and it was all done, and I'm on my way. There were the usual questions of how am I supplying the pictures, how soon, all this sort of thing. And I've got a meeting locally tomorrow as I record this. I'm going to prepare the pictures today, and rather than putting them in the post or uploading them or anything like that, because she has work to be getting on with today anyway, I'm just going to drop the pictures in tomorrow after my meeting. So it's all really good. There was something else I was going to say and my mind's gone a bit blank. Oh yes, the actual technical setup. It'll be no surprise to you regular listeners that I was shooting on my D3 with a 24-85mm lens. It was actually shot at somewhere around the 85mm mark. The aperture was f11. As I said, it's a very plain wall behind her, so I made sure that she was on a seat positioned a few feet in front of that, so that if there was any sort of, you know, there was actually nothing distracting, so there wasn't any problem there. But anything that might have been would not be an issue because of it being in sharp focus. As often is the way on these things, the shots were, the exposures were based on the light coming from the flash head. So I wasn't having any ambient light in there at all. So I set the camera onto a manual setting. 250th of a second, which is the fastest synchronization speed with the flash, and f11, so nice and sharp front to back, top to bottom, and that was it. The pictures were taken nice and bright, nice and clean, razor sharp, and she's going to be really happy. She was happy with them on the back of the screen, certainly on the back of the camera, and she's going to be more happy, even more happy when she sees the final results. So that was just another nice little quick job locally. It's good to catch up with people, creating some really nice, strong, basic head and shoulders shots that are going to be used in marketing material, both online and who knows, down the line on she's going to be using them on business cards, but also if there's any other marketing material as well, they're going to be good enough to use on that.
Photo shoots like that are always nice and offer a great opportunity to pull out the bigger lights, slow things right down, and just concentrate on the whole reason the pictures are being created in the first place. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at currentphotographer.com/podcast.